Oh my. Look at you, you cute little thing. Oh, you must be no more than 2 inches tall. Oh my goodness. Imagine finding a cute little boy like you just hiding away in my house. You look so adorable, so sweet. Or maybe I'll keep you as my little pet. Oh my goodness. Now that is just so fun. Oh, you're pretty cute too, aren't you? I mean, tiny, of course, but fun to play with, I bet. Is that what I think it is? Oh, is my teeny little pet getting hard? You like a nice big goddess hovering over you, don't you? So tiny, so innocent, and so helpless. Maybe you'd like to see a little more of me. Crawl up between my tits. Snuggle in under my panties. Oh, I bet you would just love to crawl all over your giant goddess, wouldn't you, my little puppy? So adorable and sweet how you get all nervous when I hover my finger over you. You know I could just squish you right now. But that would be hurting my new little toy. Well, I can see you looking down my shirt, wanting to just crawl right into my cleavage. I know, it would be so fun, wouldn't it? Staring at my big, round ass, wishing you could just climb into my thong and cuddle in there. I bet you love to see what's under these panties, too. You know you could fit in there perfectly. Snuggling under the satin, pressed against my moist pussy. Oh, I can see you love that. Oh, but you're just so little. I wouldn't want you to get hurt. What if you suffocate? What if you get crushed? Oh, and we can't just have you running around all by yourself out in the open. Something could happen to you. I mean, what if you crawled onto my plate and I didn't notice and just scooped you up and ate you? You know, now that I'm looking at your tiny, fragile little body, just perfect little bite-sized morsel, you do look kind of delicious. Oh, and I love that nervous little shake you get. Oh, I bet you're nice and sweet tasting. Now that I'm thinking about it, I am kind of hungry. Maybe it's time for your goddess to get a snack. After all, we wouldn't want you becoming my little appetizer. Now let's see, what do I have in the house? I can't see. seem to think of anything that I want. I have this craving. What would satisfy it? Something small, nothing too filling. Something sweet and tasty. You know, you do look appetizing. Oh, don't be afraid, little guy. Here, why don't you take those little clothes off? I want to see what my new little toy looks like naked. Now, don't dawdle. You wouldn't want to anger me, would you? I am much bigger than you, after all. Oh, I can see you're intimidated by the way I lean over you, hovering. My mouth just watering. Go ahead. Get undressed for your giant goddess. That's a good boy. Let me just take these tiny little clothes and I'll put them away for you. Why don't you climb onto my hand and we can get a little better acquainted. That's a good little puppy. Oh, aren't you adorable just sitting right in my palm? Now, what would you do to please your goddess? Would you do everything possible to satisfy me? That's what I want to hear. Would you sacrifice yourself for my pleasure? Well, I was thinking, if you really are a good, tiny, little slave, my little small boy, that you would do everything in your power to satisfy me, whether it be pleasuring me sexually, if that's possible, to satisfying my other primal needs. Oh, you know, primal needs like hunger. That's right. I know you know what I'm thinking, and I know you know what I want, but I want you to offer yourself to me. Let's face it, I could crush you in my hand right here and now. I could step on you with my big, smooth soles, my foot coming down on you. I could toss you out the window, or I could shove you in my mouth right now, swallow you whole, if I really wanted to. But do you know what your giant goddess really wants? I want you to give yourself to me freely. I want you to offer yourself as my meal. I want you to climb willingly into your queen's mouth and give yourself to me as an appetizer. glad all the while for the opportunity to be my food. I had a feeling you'd start to warm up to the idea. Are you ready to climb into my moist, supple mouth and sit on my tongue like a good little tiny puppy? Perfect. Climb in, baby. Oh, there you go. How does it feel in there, being rolled around on my tongue? I can feel you moving around. You're tickling the inside of my cheeks. Oh, yeah. I can feel every part of your body with my tongue, sliding the tip of my tongue up those legs. I can gently flick my tongue against that cock and feel it bouncing up and down as I move it around. Licking you all over, feeling you moving on my tongue. Do taste good. I had a feeling I was right about that. That sweet but salty, sweaty flavor. I definitely like to savor you. Such a good little small slave. Sacrificing himself for your giant goddess's hunger. Licking you up and down and twirling you around under my tongue. Playing and toying with you before I really get you in my stomach. It's time, my good little puppy. Are you ready to become my meal? That's a good boy. You're about to be swallowed whole by your goddess. He really goes down smooth. Oh, my sweet little small boy. My tiny little appetizer. All I can do is taste you in my mouth as you go down my throat. Oh, swallowing that little boy was the best meal I've had in a while. If you can hear me in there, you tasted delicious. And I just want to thank you. Thank you for the yummy meal. Oh, I'm never gonna forget that. Oh, I think his flavor's gonna linger on my tongue for hours. That sweat, that fear, that submission. Feeling him crawl into my mouth. Climb onto my tongue. That might be the yummiest little boy I've ever swallowed whole. But I'm sure he won't be the last.